The following sermon was delivered by Rabbi Joshua Davidson on Friday, December 5th, 2014.
Dear friends, in this week's Sidra, Parashat Vayishlach, Jacob returns to the land of Canaan. It has been 20 years since he stole his brother Esau's birthright and blessing, since Esau vowed revenge and Jacob fled for his life to Haran. Now he must face his brother, who has become the powerful lord of Seir, territory Jacob must cross to reach home. But in the dark of night, just hours before their unavoidable reunion, Jacob encounters a stranger the Torah identifies simply as an Ish, a man. And what ensues remains a mystery. Let's read it. Genesis chapter 32, verses 25 through 31. If you take out your service handout, you can follow along on the inside right panel. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the break of dawn. When he saw that he had not prevailed against him, he wrenched Jacob's hip at its socket, so that the socket of his hip was strained as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for dawn is breaking." But he answered, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." Said the other, "What is your name?" He replied, "Jacob." Said he, "Your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel. For you have striven with beings divine and human and have prevailed." Jacob asked, "Pray tell me your name." But he said, "You must not ask my name." And he took leave of him there. So Jacob named the place Peniel, meaning, "I have seen a divine being face to face, yet my life has been preserved." This tale inspired artists from Rembrandt to Chagall, who imagined it in ways each as unique as their own individual styles. And for the rabbis of old, it provided numerous sermonic openings, always somehow reflective of their own lives and times. In reading the passage again this week, it resonated for me in two very distinct ways. First, with reverberations of the recent grand jury decision. With so many images now of the Staten Island police wrestling Eric Garner into submission, I could not help thinking of that tragedy as I reread Jacob's encounter. In one midrash, the rabbi suggests that Jacob, not knowing the identity of the stranger, actually attempts to strangle him. In the mysterious man's cry, "Let me go," we hear echoes of Mr. Garner's plea for breath. I have spoken in recent weeks of the racism so deeply entwined in the fabric of our social structures, we don't even recognize it until tragedy throws it into relief. But to deny that racial minorities, African Americans, are treated unequally is to close our eyes to a painful social reality. I pray that these two tragedies, Michael Brown's death in Ferguson and Eric Garner's here, will shake us out of our moral slumber. I've also said that we have a role to play, houses of worship, synagogues, churches, mosques. We can be the conveners of an intercommunal dialogue to build bridges that heal our racial divides. When we come face to face with the other, people or communities we don't otherwise know, we see through the darkness our common humanity. According to the text, the mysterious being Jacob met was an Ish, a man. But when Jacob had him up close in his grip, staring into his face, he saw more. I have seen a divine being face to face, he says. As people of faith, we share a belief that the same divine spark burns in every human being. That is our message to share. I'm now in the process of gathering a group of temple members interested in meeting with other congregations so that we might learn from one another the concerns unique to each of our communities and common to us all. A number of you have expressed interest. If you haven't, but you are, it's not too late. Send me a note. And don't forget that on Friday night of Martin Luther King weekend, January 16th, we will worship here once again with members of the Abyssinian Baptist Church. How meaningful it would be, this year especially, for us to fill this sanctuary. And the Torah portion spoke to me this week in a very different way. To explain, I invite you to turn back to the handout to the words of the most famous medieval commentator, Rashi, who seeks to understand the relationship between the mysterious Ish's demand to be released and the fact that dawn is breaking. Follow with me. Then he said, "Let me go, for dawn is breaking, and I have to sing God's praise at day." In Bereshit Rabbah, the Midrash, the rabbis suggest that the Ish was not a man at all, but rather the angel Michael. Michael is part of the heavenly chorus, and with the breaking of dawn, the time for Shachrit, morning services, has arrived. So seeing Michael delayed, the rest of the choir of angels come down to earth to retrieve him, calling out, "Ascend, O Michael, the time of song hath come. And if thou art not in heaven to lead the choir, none will sing." And that is why Michael cries out to Jacob, "Let me go, for dawn is breaking." So why do I focus on this Agadah, this legend? Because as most of you know, this week, our Michael, the one who leads our heavenly choir, our cantor Lori Corson, announced her retirement to become our cantor emerita. During her tenure at our congregation, she has enriched our worship and our lives immeasurably with her voice, her passion for the beauty and richness of our musical tradition, and her commitment to each one of us, young and old. She has been our teacher, pastor, and friend. While each of us will find the opportunity over the coming months to thank her personally, we will celebrate her together at a special Shabbat Shira, Sabbath of Song service, Friday night, January 30th at 6 p.m. Every Shabbat, we enter the sanctuary from a week of wrestling in earthly entanglements at home, at work, at school. And then, Lori, you and the choir lift us to something more. You say to us, "Ascend, the time of song hath come." And we leave behind the stresses and strains of life to experience the beauty of Shabbat. In the Talmud, the call to Michael leads to a debate among the rabbis about whose voices God loves more, those of the angels or those of his people. And the rabbis conclude that God loves his peoples more because, they say, the ministering angels do not begin to sing praises in heaven until the people have sung on earth below. So it is with you, Lori. You cause the heavens to open in song, and how blessed we have been to know the sound.